97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Lou Umscheid, who is the owner of the Colon Health Center. Lou, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for asking me back again.
Right. And audience, you'll notice she said back again a couple of years ago when Lou was on Today's Business. The feedback we got was she was one of the most popular interviews we had that entire year. So to all of you who haven't heard Lou Umscheid, you're in for a treat. Lou, tell us all about the Colon Health Center and what you do there.
I'm a trained colonic therapist, colon hydrotherapist. And what the word hydro means in that phrase is with water. So my business as a therapist is to help you maintain or regain your colon health through colonics, which is giving a washing of the inside of the colon with water.
Lou, why did you decide to go into this business?
Oh, my story would be much longer than this half an hour, but a long time ago in the early 90s, I started getting colonics because I was sluggish. I was constipated, and I got colonics for 4 or 5 years before my colon was really healthy, responding as it should, once or twice a day having bowel movements. And in 1996, I noticed I sure am asking this colon therapist a lot of questions, and I had questions even about general health. Started reading, and it was about in 96, 97 that I decided I want to get trained for this. I can help people.
And you did.
And I did in 2002. It took a little while, but I did get trained, and I started my business in 2003.
In 2003. Over the years, how many clients, roughly, would you say you've helped?
Ooh, my math will get rusty here, but I see anywhere from 500 to 700 clients a year. Now, those aren't individual clients. I do have clients who come back sometimes once a week, for health reasons, meaning they've had maybe a workman's comp injury or some kind of injury that this is the way they have their bowel movements, is come to me once a week. Mm-hmm. They may do enemas in between to relieve pressure. But I have other clients that come every 2 weeks and other clients that come once a month. So those are not individual separate clients, those are how many colonics I perform in a year.
What would you recommend is the proper time to have a colonic? By that I mean, how often should a person come? I know it's probably based on each person, but is there a schedule you'd like people to follow?
Yes, it is very personal, of course, but I give myself a colonic, for instance, once a month. There are authors who suggest 4 times a year at the change of season. And the reason the change of season comes up is because our food eating habits change, our exercise changes, the amount of sun outside changes, our patterns change with the season. And so having a colonic at the change of a season is a good idea.
What are the benefits of having a colonic, Lou?
Oh, too numerous to mention, I'm sure, and some of them are mentioned on my website and in my literature, my brochures. But basically, I would say just healthy bowel habits. Now, most people might think a healthy bowel habit is having a bowel movement once a day. But really, if we are eating a sufficient amount of food, a sufficient amount of fiber, and drinking a sufficient amount of water for our body weight, we could and should really have 3 bowel movements a day.
Three?
Every time we eat.
That sounds like a lot.
Oh, it could be.
It could be.
It
depends
could be.
On the person.
Yeah.
Sure, my goodness. Yeah. Lou, how safe is the procedure?
It's very safe. I feel the equipment that I have used under low pressure and the speculum, which is two pieces that fit together very securely. The insertion is very easy and safe, mm-hmm. and the speculum only goes in about 3 inches inside the rectum, and it's lubricated when it is inserted. And so water's not going to hurt very many people. I mean, I know none mm-hmm. that it harms. Mm-hmm. I find that water is the very sufficient, wonderful thing that the body needs.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the question of the importance of having a colonic. You mentioned 3 bowel movements a day would be ideal, but everybody's mm-hmm. different, of course. But what are some of the other side benefits of having a colonic?
A lot of people have bad breath. Some of that comes from what's going on in the intestine. As you know, we're all connected from the mouth to the anus. And if something is going on down in the small intestine, large intestine, stomach, you're going to have bad breath. And so trying to get the food properly digested and removed from the body with toxins intact every day, 2 or 3 times a day if possible, is probably the best way to really get to the point where you don't have bad breath. Some people have bad sweat smells, and some of that comes from the fact that the large intestine isn't working correctly.
So even if they gargle, even if they do all those things on an external basis, it could still not help get rid of that bad breath or the bad sweat smell.
That's right.
Amazing.
The intestines are really important for removing those toxins. And if our sweat smells, if we have body odors, helping the colon to be released of all that matter helps everything in your body. It clears your mind and clears your sweat glands so that the toxins don't have to come out through the skin.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about the Colon Health Center, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Lou Umscheid, who is the owner of the Colon Health Center. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Lou Umscheid, who is the owner of the Colon Health Center, saving lives through giving colon cleanses. That's a good way to put it, Lou. Thank you. Lou, we're talking about a topic that's very sensitive to a lot of people. What makes people nervous or squeamish about visiting you for this therapy?
Right before the break, I talked about the speculum that goes inside the rectum into the large intestine about 3 inches. And I think most people think that that is going to hurt. I do use lubricant. I do have 2 sizes of speculums. And I think most people think that that's going to be painful upon entry. For, I would say, 98-99% of people, it's not. And most people will say, oh, is it in?
Mm-hmm.
You're done?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not done with the colonic, but we're done with the insertion of the speculum. The other thing that people are a little nervous about, because maybe they've given themselves enemas, they think that they're going to have the pressure of the water inside their colon, similar to an enema. A colonic is much different than an enema. Yes, it has water, but it's not under pressure to the point of discomfort. The therapy is in with water, out with water. In with more water, out with the water and the fecal matter and the gas. So there's always the in and out of the water. And so it is not a pressure situation like an enema is. So some people are frightened about that.
Does it hurt?
No. Most people are very pleased as they go through the procedure that it doesn't hurt. And I'm massaging on the abdomen, so they get a little added benefit of relaxation, and I'm trying to help the water and the gas to come out of the body.
Very good. Lou, what's the age group of your clients?
Oh, I've seen a young boy, age 10. I don't necessarily see very many. I think I've only seen one. But mostly I'd say from age 17 or 18 to 87, I think I've seen men and women, elderly, that are constipated. And some of that is a result of our diet. Some of it's a result of not enough water. But it could be pain medications. It could be taking antibiotics. There's many reasons that a person might have sluggishness or constipation. So even at far advanced ages, I'm helping people to get over this hump of being sluggish or constipated.
You said the magic word constipation. I imagine constipation has so many problems within the body. As you mentioned, we talked earlier, so many ailments that can happen from constipation. What would you recommend as the highest, I know this is on your website, but the highest performing diet that people can have? For those who may have just tuned in, what would you recommend an ideal diet consisting of what? Starting with water.
Starting with water. In fact, the plate that the U.S. government shows, I don't even think they have water. On the U.S. government website, they may write it and say it, but a lot of people are not drinking enough water. And we need to really get used to drinking water early on in our age, because after age 50, age 60, we start losing our taste for water. We don't want it. We don't feel like we have thirst. But if we learn to drink water early in our ages, you know, 20s and 30s, that can be a very good benefit later on in life. Now, diet, diets are all over the map. But I think a healthy day of eating fruits between meals, eating vegetables and small amounts of protein, and protein doesn't have to be a hunk of meat, it can be beans, and so many other proteins that are out there, protein analogs even. I think some of them can fill our plate in a day. Mm-hmm. But mostly I think the things that are going to give us the fiber that we need, grains and vegetables, are probably, in my estimation, the best things we can eat.
Right. And, of course, you have a lot of that information on your website and in your newsletter.
I do.
Yes. Why don't you give our audience your contact information again, where they can go to get this information?
Sure. On my website, I've got even some of the articles that I've written, top 10 tips for your digestive health. And the website is yourhealthycolon.com. Yourhealthycolon.com.
Perfect. And your contact information if they want to call you or call your office?
Oh, yes. I love to talk to people on the phone. 919-960-9580.
Thank you. Lou, is your therapy covered by insurance?
Most insurances do not cover an alternative choice therapy such as this. I have many clients who bring in their flexible spending credit card.
Right.
And I'm able to use that to charge the service against their flexible spending account because it is a choice, and that's what those flexible dollars are meant for. But insurance usually doesn't cover this.
It's good to get that out early so everyone knows that mm-hmm. it is not covered. Lou, do doctors and other professionals recommend colonics to their patients specifically to come to you?
I do have several doctors who are holistically minded or integrative minded who recommend that their clients come to me. I also work with chiropractors, acupuncturists, and other professionals that are out there, people who do Reiki and massage, who, in talking to their clients, find out that the person is constipated or sluggish and send their clients my way.
Beautiful. Lou, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you what you like about doing the business that you're doing. So we'll stand by for that.
All right.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Lou Umshai, who is the owner of the Colon Health Center. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are talking today with Lou Umshai, who is the owner of Colon Health Center. Lou, tell us, what do you like about the business, your business of working with the Colon Health Center, owning the Colon Health Center?
Well, I've been in business 11 years, and the thing that brings me to work every day and that I like the best is just meeting people and being with people and being able to help them. And amazingly enough, as you all know, because you have your own contacts as well, it's amazing what people will teach me. I have learned so much from my clients. And then that leads me down a path to read this book or to look up such and so on the internet. And so that's a fun part of my business.
Sounds like you're constantly learning as well.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Lou, what are the top three health tips you'd like to mention to people to maintain their colon health?
I guess you would say my mantra is fiber and water. Fiber and water. I mention it a lot. Anytime you eat extra fiber, make sure you add extra water into every day. And probably the third thing is to always chew your food well. The digestive enzymes for carbohydrates are in your mouth, and you must chew your food so that you get benefit out of it in your small intestine. The other digestive enzymes are in your stomach. Digestive enzymes for fat and for proteins are in your stomach. So chew your food and make it fiber and drink water.
What would be a gauge to know whether a person is chewing their food properly or chewing it long enough? I've heard chew it 28 chews, or is there a number, is there a range? How can a person say, yes, I am chewing my food properly?
I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. Even I catch myself at times bolting food. If it tastes good, maybe I eat too fast, or I'm in a conversation and maybe I swallow too quickly. But yes, there's information out there about how many times
you
to chew
your food.
But a lot of us don't.
I think the main thing
that
you said is don't eat fast. I mean, I like the term you use,
yeah.
You bolt the food down. When people eat too fast, then they can make themselves sick.
Slow down, enjoy your food.
And I've also heard that water, ideally you want to drink half of your weight in ounces. Is that still viable?
Yes, it is.
So if a person weighs 100 pounds, they should drink 50 ounces of water.
Yeah.
As a round number. All right.
Yes.
Lou, in our last few seconds, please provide your contact information one more time for those who may have just tuned in.
Okay. My website is yourhealthycolon.com, and my phone number is 919-960-9580.
And your office is located where?
I'm in Chapel Hill on Fordham Boulevard.
Perfect. Everybody should be able to find you. Lou, you're a pleasure. You're a joy. And I hope you've educated a lot of people and, more importantly, helped save people's lives through getting a colonic. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to Today's Business, WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Lou Umshai, who is the owner of the Colon Health Center. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.